married or a serious relationship or does have a kid, you know. But the lifespan of being a top guy isn't necessarily in the body being able to handle it. He may be able to go full force and be single-minded like Heyman's writing about for a while until his body gives out, and then he'll move to the next phase of his life. And, you know, you look at Cena, he doesn't have a really high-risk style. But there's still wear and tear, and there's still fluke injuries, and there's still, when you're as muscular as he is, you're susceptible to certain injuries that you're not otherwise. And when you're fighting guys who are either clumsy or super powerful but not super coordinated, you know, things can happen more often. And, you know, Cena had the neck injury. So it does rewrite a lot of WWE's plans for the next couple of months. And it does show that Cena may be a workhorse, but he's not reliable. You know, I mean, you know, Kevin Garnett was, I always like to throw Kevin Garnett in when I can, just got to watch him for a dozen years, but he was like never, ever, ever injured. He was a superstar and never got injured. And there's guys who are like that. Their bodies just don't get injured, even though they're at the top of their game. I mean, he
the one in wrestling you can kind of point to, even the, except for that one horrific injury he had that he had to stop wrestling for several years. But the one you can point to in WWE is Finlay. Finlay's like that.
Yeah. Well, if you have a big injury and you have to stop for a lot of years, that can happen. There's probably other examples, too, who have been Iron Men. I don't remember Bret. Wow. It could be just because it's a distant memory. I don't remember Bret Hart getting injured a lot. He was real conservative with his style.
Right.
He wasn't walking around with a bunch of knee braces. The Rock. You know, he was real, to the point that it irritated people. He was real particular about what he wanted to do in the ring. He was very smart about self-preservation. And this was before he knew he would have a movie career, when he thought he'd still be wrestling at age 35.
Well, I mean, you can point to, Ric Flair, too. I mean, Ric Flair didn't have that many major injuries off over the course of that year. But, I mean, a kind of a side point to what you're talking about, I wrote about the FanFest, you know, dinner banquet. And, you know, walking around looking at the old wrestlers, I mean, one of the things you hit is there's only a limited amount of time left for even that generation of wrestlers, but they didn't take, the ones in the 70s and the 80s, they didn't take as many and the types of bumps that the guys we see today, even the top guys, who, you know, wrestle the slower style take.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen, you know, and what's going to happen with that. And there has to be some sort of balance between what you're willing to, you know, how dedicated you are, supposedly, and what you're willing to do for self-preservation so that you can make as many shows as you can, and you can work all the time, and you can come out of it with something. You know, you come out with some quality of life after you're finished.
Yeah. Yep. So, but, you know, being the top act in WWE, whether you hold the title or not, I mean, Cena is that guy right now. It is a position of responsibility. It used to be you were champion. I mean, whether it was Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels who had the belt, I mean, they would always talk about, you know, the level of responsibility Vince gives you. When you're champion, you're not just a guy who carries a belt around. If you're the long-term centerpiece babyface, especially of the promotion, there's a lot that's expected of you. But you're paid a lot, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, I mean, there is, you know, with John Cena, it's just where the durability is and the choices he makes to look the way he does and the kind of training he does. And the one that my reaction when I heard about this immediately was he came back so soon from that shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very big on guys showing how tough they are. I mean, and I think it happened with Randy Orton too in certain ways. It's like guys showing how tough they are by taking whatever the doctor's prognosis is or how long it's going to take and cutting that in half and coming back that quickly. And, you know, John Cena's a training demon and, you know, very professional about it and works very hard at it. But there comes a time when maybe a few more weeks of rehabilitation would pay off with a stronger, healthier body that you could, you know, that you and avoid injury for a lot longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the fact that WWE plays games. I think WWE plays games with it. They announce a longer period of rehabilitation.
Yeah. And they should.
They should.
From a pure market, I don't think you should in professional sports. You know, that there might be issues, you know, with teams.
Yeah, with the gamblers.
But,
yeah, that's
but
true.
Yeah, but for marketing purposes, of course you want your baby face to come back before he's expected. And, of course, you want an explanation when a heel takes longer than expected.
And, you know, you want – and also, you know, for marketing, you just want – you want the fans to be pleasantly surprised, not be going, hey, they said 6 weeks, and it's been nine.
Yeah, and if you're a sports fan, you know how you are. If your quarterback, your point guard is supposed to be back by, you know, September 15th or October, or, you know, whatever, and he's late, you start really questioning his heart and his desire. Was he training well? I mean, fans can be ruthless as far as that goes. So.
Right. So that – but, I mean, but there's still, you know, and they play that, but there's still more to it than that. There's still the – you got to get back now. You got to – and it goes back 30 years, if even more, to Vince Senior. And, you know, there was – in the middle 70s, Bruno Sammartino had a match with a young Stan Hansen. Stan Hansen messed up a move and dropped him on his head, and he broke his neck.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bruno Sammartino was the workhorse. Bruno Sammartino was the draw.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And, of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full-length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign-up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.